connection. Oh my gosh. It is what we all want personally and especially professionally. Focusing on your business and in your business most of the time leaves connections way far down the priority list and the to-do list. So making sure that you and your business has proper systems, processes, plugging holes where there are leaks, right? We all have leaks in our business and sometimes we just don't know how to plug them. We might talk about that today. Making sure your clients know that they are valued and are fostering the relationships that allow you the freedom to focus in your business is what we're going to talk about today. So join me, stick around as we chat with an owner and the founder of Freedom to Focus Business Support for 6- and 7-figure business, female business owners. That's you. I'm pretty confident that's you. You need to really, really, really stick around today because we are going to be talking about these high touch services that allow you time to focus on what matters in your business, wherever you're watching from. Thank you so much. We are live on the Erin Strayer Show, where we are all about promoting, cultivating, and expanding amazing female entrepreneurs that are out in the world doing things just a little bit differently. We talk about hot topics and pain points. We got those today for sure. Finding that time to focus on those relationships is always, always a hot topic to talk about. And the cool thing is we have some massive workarounds to that today on our show. I'm your host, Erin Strayer, and as a peak performance scaling strategist for growth-minded entrepreneurs, I know that's you. Recovering corporates and entrepreneurs hire me to get them business beyond the basics, past the indecisiveness, past that being held hostage by their own fear, past settling for average. Nobody likes C plus. Pushing 35 plus years in cross platform, multi-specialty, including medical, manufacturing, startup companies, and high-level industry-specific product development. These skill sets now allow me and my amazing toolbox to assist you in your growth. You can find me at erinstrayer.com, but this show is never, ever, ever about me. It is always about our guest experts that choose to come on this show, and today is no exception. This lady blows me away when I read her bio. Really, she has run more than a dozen half marathons. That makes me exhausted right there. This lady knows the meaning of tenacity, persistence, hard work, schedules, and attention to micro details. Priscilla Green is not only a runner, but she is the founder and the owner of Freedom to Focus Business Support, LLC. She is a high-level, high-touch point service provider for 6- and 7-figure women business owners and entrepreneurs, allowing these people to experience, hang on, the freedom of time to fully serve their clients and focus on revenue-generating activities for their business. Yeah, you want to stick around and listen to this lady and what she has to say. With a background in customer service and administrative assistance, Priscilla prides herself and her company on developing a stellar partnership with business owners while working efficiently and effectively. Her freedom of time method is a high demand 90-minute deep dive for business owners looking to implement solid business systems and processes so that they can find the freedom of time to focus on their clients and business rather than working in their business. Oh my gosh, you guys, I cannot wait for you to meet this lady. She's amazing and she will rock your world. Hello.
Hello.
I'm so excited that you're here with us today and bringing forward like what you do in the world and why it's so important, specifically when we hit that 6 and upper 6 and into the 7 figures, and really making sure to bring somebody like you on team with us. I'm really excited to talk about our topic today. So hi, thanks for your time.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah. You know, and especially now, you know, everybody is shifting. Like the people that weren't in the online space are now massively in the online space. And I'm sure you're seeing that shift coming hot and heavy into your, into your views, you know, also, right? Like, are they coming out of the woodwork?
They really are. I think the buzzword for April, May, and now June is pivot. Everybody is pivoting. Everybody is changing the way they're doing things. You know, more connections, more reaching out. So yeah, definitely a lot busier. Yeah.
Yeah.
In a good way. In a good way.
You know, and it's really, it's becoming the new way. I'm pretty confident it's not going to go back to whatever it was, you know, before 3 months ago. And I know for you, like your background is all high level, administrative assistants and, really being that high touch point for other people. And then you said, hey, I got something going on here, and really, you know, jump-started your own business and have your own business. And in a nutshell, you're an online business manager, right? Like,
right.
Mm-hmm. An OB, or what we know as an OBM, right?
Right. Yes. Yes. So us, we know that what that is. Other people.
So kind of like bring the people into the, into our envelope, those of us that know what it is, maybe expand on it. I know that there's a lot of crossover and some confusion in the term OBM.
Right.
So can we like just clear that up and then we'll move forward with.
Yeah. So a lot of people always say, what is it that you do? And, you know, there's a lot of different terms that people use. And really it's just, being that I always say I'm the right-hand lady to the business owners, handling a lot of the back-end stuff, their calendars, their schedules, emails, you know, all the things that business owners have to do on a daily basis, but don't have the time to do. So I am there to handle all of those things and be that person that they can rely on, so they are not every day taking the hours of time that it takes to do these things instead of the things that they really are in their zone of genius and the things that allow them to serve their clients and their business.
Yeah. And I think that so many of us feel that that's something that we have to do ourselves.
Right. Let's juggle all the things.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Right. Like the plate spinning in the air. Let's keep them all going. Yeah. Keep them all going and keep them up. And I think there comes a point in time where, that personal touch, doesn't necessarily have to be from me. Like,
You know, Yep. Yeah. It's okay to have a team member handle that.
Yeah.
And be that person. Yeah.
Yeah. And, so when you're talking to somebody like me and I want a little bit more, I don't need to spend an hour a day in four different emails. I don't need to like, that's a massive, I need the attention there, but I don't need to, it doesn't need to be me. How do you like seamlessly integrate into the people's environment and into their, you know, that's their heartbeat, right? Like you're like stepping into their business and kind of being their words and taking over.
Yeah. I'm kind of the voice of my clients. And so I like to take the time to make sure that, you know, my clients and I are a good fit. I learn about their business. I am, you know, I have a hand in, you know, their communications, their clients. I get to know their business so that I'm able to effectively communicate with their clients and, you know, answer questions, be that person. I've had a few different titles. I've been gatekeeper.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Gatekeeper.
I've been gatekeeper, a client relationship specialist. and a client concierge.
Ooh.
So that allows me, and they're all fancy names for, again, right-hand lady, but being that person that is able to effectively communicate with the clients, make sure they know what's going on, make sure that they have everything they need, and just kind of take the business owners out of that just a little bit, to free up. And like I said, to experience that freedom of time. I mean, I always say, like, what would you do with an extra hour or two a day?
Yeah.
The possibilities are endless. And a lot of people enjoy having that extra time, regaining that time.
You know, like you said in your bio, it's like that's spending time on ROI, right? Like that's
right.
Spending time on things that provide assets. That's spending time on cultivating and spending in my zone as genius, really, you know,
right.
Whether it's whatever it is with clients, you know, the management of some of those things is just really time consuming. And for somebody like you, it takes so much less time to do the same task
Right. Yeah. And there's, you know, I'm able to handle some of these tasks where my clients are able to come up with and develop new programs for their clients to reach their audience, and how, you know, figure out how they can better serve their clients and be higher touch on their end with their clients and make it really a personalized experience for their clients while I'm handling the back end stuff. I always say, like, I know automation is great, right? You have your systems in place, you have your scheduler that then triggers a calendar reminder and email sequence and all of that. Those things are great, but you want to make sure that your clients don't feel like they're just another number in your log of clients. So allowing somebody on your team, like me, to be that person to say, hey, welcome. You know, we are so glad you're here. I know that you received this, but I just want to let you know, I am here. If you have any questions, you know, if you need anything, please reach out to me. I'm here for you. Just as much as, you know, my client is as their coach or their consultant or what have you, whatever business model that is.
Yeah. And I think that's so imperative to have a team member that's actually doing that high touch point, follow up, connection, tying the knot, closing the loop, whatever with those conversations and making sure that nothing falls in the gap.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead. I was going to say when you're so busy, it's like,
real easy
for things to get put to the wayside and forgotten about or farther down on the list of things to do.
Yeah. I mean, how many notifications do we get a day from all of the different places? Right. And so those things do fall through the cracks, but I think a person is more likely to notice an email from someone personally rather than the automation, you know, here's your Acuity reminder. And those things are great. Don't get me wrong. I use them myself. But it is necessary, I feel like, to make sure you're fostering relationships with your clients and making them feel special, because they are not only joining your programs or your groups or what have you, your services for that service, but they're also investing in you.
Yes.
As a person, they're investing in you as a coach because they felt that connection. So you really want to make sure that you're fostering that connection, both as the coach and your team members.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you, some of these women, it always surprises me how we sometimes get lucky and we hit, you know, that six and mid six and up to seven figure, income. And, not always our processes or our systems the right ones.
Right. Yes. It can be messy. It can be messy. So I love processes and systems, and just having that organization. It is so important. You know, having these processes in place so that it narrows down the process more. So you're not, hey, I would love to schedule a call with you. Well, when are you available? Well, I'm available on this day. Are you available this day? No, I'm not available. No, nobody wants that back and forth. Whereas having, you know, your link, hey, here's a link, you know, find the best time, day and time that works for you. Let's connect. And you know, having that, then it automates to your calendar and automates with emails. Now that's where the systems are really important. Because again, who has time for the back and forth?
Right.
Nobody has time for that. So having those systems in place, a strong onboarding system. I can't tell you the times where it is like,
amen.
It's like, okay, this person signed on. Where are they at? What did we send them? Do we have this? Do they have this? Oh, wait, they don't know where they're supposed to go. So having that, you know, creating a solid SOP of your system and your process is so important as a business owner. And when you're reaching that higher level, chances are you have more clients. And so having that solid system and process is so important, because it will cut down on the extra time that you do not have.
Yeah. And I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that that's probably one of the number one things that you see non-existent in these high level coaches and consultants that you work with, is the lack of an SOP.
Yes. Yes.
Or a solid and, one.
Right. Right. Yeah. And some of them I'm like, okay, so what system do you have in place right now? What does your process look like? Well, I do this. And then this happens, and I'm going to need your help with that. that's kind of why I called.
Yeah.
And that's okay. And that's okay, because that is something that I enjoy, you know, and it's an evolving process. What works today may have to change next month. You know, nothing is written in stone. Nothing is solid. And so there's room for evolvement and change.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. Which is really, I think very, very important to say that. And most people that have been in business realize that their business today is not what it was when they started. They realize that it wasn't what it was 3 months after they started. They realize that it wasn't what it was 6 months after they started. Right. Like, and if they actually sit and look at that and know that they've made tweaks and adjustments, and they didn't really necessarily mentally realize that they did.
Yeah.
And if they haven't, then they really need you. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I mean, even for myself, I look back at where I was, you know, a year ago, and kind of doing all the things for everybody. Everybody came, you know, when people would come to me, I'd be like, oh yeah, I do that. Yeah, I can do that. Oh yeah, I can do that. And then, you know, I'm losing that freedom of time.
Sure.
But I've really, you know, narrowed it down to what I enjoy doing. And that's a part of it too for the business owners. Yeah. They need to be doing what they enjoy doing, what they're good at, and hand off what you know, doesn't work for them or what they don't enjoy.
Do you think a lot of what comes into play almost with your consulting them even is boundaries and letting them step into having some?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just going out on limb there.
Yeah. A lot of them. It's funny because I will say, even with, and I've said this a lot recently to people, is when you are scheduling, you have clients that are scheduling sessions, coaching sessions, appointments, calls, whatever, what have you, they're just all over the place. I was like, you really need to set some boundaries and hone in on what you want your schedule to be like. For example, on Mondays, no calls, because Monday is the day that you are concentrating on what's ahead for the week, and or, you know, planning out social media content or whatever it is that you want to be doing. And your coaching calls could be strictly Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, so that you're in the right mindset. And you know, okay, these days and between these times is when I'm going to have those calls. And sales calls are on this day. And then you're in the right frame of mind for those days. And a lot of people have said, oh my gosh, that made all the difference. I'm not jumping and bouncing between coaching and sales calls and, you know, interviews or what have you. There's a process.
Yeah. And I know for me personally, when I shifted into that, and, you know, I have multiple different facets to my, you know, under my umbrella. And when I shifted into that, it was crazy how my mind focused in and was on, like, you're right. You're not bouncing between a client. You're not bouncing between a sales call. You're not bouncing between interviewing for the show. You're not bouncing into what my t-shirt company needs. You're not bouncing. You know what I mean? Like I had focused attention on what I was supposed to be doing in that amount of time. You know, it's like block timing, and people talk about it all the time, but who does it?
It really does work. It really does work. And your mind has the freedom to focus on what it needs to when it needs to.
So if you were, in a nutshell, going to define what you do that helps business owners specifically, like, what's that? What is that?
And I will say, like, all of my clients are a little bit different. Sure, I still have a little bit of variety there, but most of it is, a lot of what I do is the client outreach, the client management relationship, and, you know, helping with the scheduling. And I like to, there's some tech thrown in there because I do enjoy technical programs and learning those and making all the pieces fit. But yeah, really just being that right-hand person for the business owner, you know, what they need. And usually 99% of the time, it is calendar management, emails, and client relationships.
Yeah. Which is spectacular. And it is so, you know, when it gets to the part where it's overwhelming as a business owner, and you're working way into the night and you haven't seen your kids or cook, you know, sat down for a family dinner in days. Yeah. I'm just going to kind of maybe describe somebody that might be watching. I don't know.
A friend.
You know, you haven't done the things that you usually do. You haven't found time because you're so busy doing these things. The pulling somebody in and having somebody like you that is not only that's your focus, that's your area of expertise, that is your wheelhouse. You've been doing it for years.
Yeah.
Like, you're beautiful, but I'll tell you, you've been doing it for years, right? Like, the experience behind you and the years of working in corporate for massive, massive companies and then branching out and developing your own absolutely come into play with, hey, let me take that off your plate.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like part of me, you know, part of that also is I enjoy serving others. I enjoy helping. I am a former yes person. Everything. All the yes.
I'm a recovering yes person. I'm a recovering yes person.
Welcome. It took me a while to figure out that I don't have to say yes to everything, but I do enjoy. I enjoy being that person that they can rely on. And I always say my client's success is my success too, because I am helping them. I am there allowing them, you know, the freedom of time to focus on what they need to. And through that, they're able to build their businesses and grow their businesses and do what they really enjoy doing and what they need to be doing.
Yeah.
And their clients also benefit from that. So it's just a win-win-win situation.
And when that triple win comes into play, I know you and I have talked off screen about the triple win and how important it is to have that triple win. And it is a mentality that I live by and you live by. And it is really when it's fostered and brought into your pillar of your business, there's no way that you can fail when you are focusing on a triple win. And like, just take me there for a second for you in that triple win, because I just want to bring that home. If people are not focusing on the triple win, where they're losing.
And you know, having a business that you are passionate about, that really the passion is what is driving you, you know, sometimes people lose that. And I think a lot of that comes from the overwhelm. And so helping people get back into the ease of things where they are enjoying their business again, they are, you know, that passion is found again, because they are not overwhelmed, is so satisfying. So yeah, I've definitely found my passion in what I'm doing.
Yeah. And when I'm just going to go there and say it, when you actually step into what you're passionate about, not only does it come out in how you present yourself, it comes out in your speech, it comes out in your daily life, it comes out in all of your relationships that you want to foster, but you never had time to do it before. Well, maybe you're not in the right space. Right?
Yeah, true. Yeah.
So congratulations. I'm so glad you stepped into that and like, that you're out there and you're available for those of us that need your help and your assistance. Talk to me about this Freedom to Focus method that we've been running across the screen. And for those of you that are watching or watching the replay or on our podcast, we'll make sure that the link is in the show notes for you to be able to click on this. But let's talk about this Freedom to Focus method real quick.
Yeah. So I wanted to be able to reach even more people that maybe don't necessarily need to hire a VA or an executive assistant, but their processes just aren't quite hitting on what they need. So I am now providing 90-minute deep dives for business owners to really go through their system. What are you doing? What is each step? What programs are you using? You know, how can we are going to take a look at all of that. And I will be making recommendations, letting business owners know that if needed, there is a much better way. There are integrations. There are things where it can just easily flow and you are going through your business with less frustration. Nobody wants to be frustrated in their business. Nobody wants to be banging their head on the desk saying, why am I still doing all the things? There is an easier way. And I, you know, love connecting business owners with that easier way. So I just decided that, you know, there are people that need this help that aren't quite ready to hire somebody on. So if I'm able to, you know, take some time, like I said, it's 90 minutes, take some time, get on Zoom and really just take a deep dive into their systems and take a look at how we can improve things. In ways that they can implement that themselves, or even, you know, the next step is, you know, I can implement them for them. Sure. But then even after that call, I am giving them a written summary of that so that they have, you know, that hard copy, so that after the call, they're not going, oh my gosh, what did you say?
What did you say? Wait, we were, I don't know, 12 minutes into it, she dropped the bomb, and here we are 90 minutes later.
I have no idea what she was saying.
which really is phenomenal, that not only do you meet with them and you go through what they have, but that you actually provide them with a written summary of what you actually went over. And that is like priceless, really.
Yeah.
And that is a massive, massive gift from you on your end to be able to do that and to bring these people in and to really do that deep dive. And I'll guarantee it's way past your money processor and if you're connected properly to your scheduler.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna go there.
Yeah. I mean, like, oh wait, let me. Okay, wait. I need to send you something. Oh wait, what do you mean that didn't work? Okay, let me figure this out. Yeah.
Right.
It can all be done. It can all be done with less, you know, figuring things out.
And I know that you do way more than that. You massively project manage. You do a lot of high end. Big projects with people and coaches and consultants. Yeah. And it's a lot more than what we've been covering today. So friends, wherever you're listening from, if you are looking to have a conversation with an amazing lady who has miles of experience and really the gusto and the tenacity behind her to step into or even have a conversation if you're going to step into your project with you, Priscilla is worth the time and worth the effort to hop on her calendar and to have that conversation with her and to see if that is your next partnership going forward with whatever project that you have. And it could be a one-time project that she hops in and manages, or it could be, right? Like, hey, your new team member, welcome aboard.
Type
of situation. And really it's so beneficial to have a solid like Priscilla in your world and in your pocket and in your wheelhouse and on your team. And it's well worth your time and your energy and your focus to have some time spent with this lady. So I can't recommend you enough. And I know the people that I've already recommended you to.
I know. Thank you.
Totally in love with you. Yeah. And very much appreciate who you are and how you've stepped in to help manage their projects. So cannot recommend you enough. And so grateful that you took some time to hang out with us today on this show. So good. It's so good. You guys, wherever you're listening from, watching from, we appreciate you. We have been talking to the amazing Priscilla Green, who is all about focus, freedom to focus in your business, creating and cultivating those relationships and really taking that deep dive into cultivating those and making sure that your ROI is where it's supposed to be for you. So if you need somebody like Priscilla, reach out. The link will be in the feed. It will be anywhere where you're listening from. And we appreciate you greatly. Thanks, Priscilla. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Erin.
You're welcome. Everybody else, we'll see you right back here soon. Take care, everybody.